Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. You know, it seems like there have been a lot of tragic stories in the news over the last several years where people have shown amazing forgiveness. For example, the Sandy Hook shooting in Newton, Connecticut, the shooting in the Amish community in Pennsylvania back in 2006, also the story of Chris Williams, who lost his wife and several children in a car accident. The remarkable part of this story, and of all of these stories, is the way that they extend forgiveness. So Chris Williams extended forgiveness to the drunk driver who was responsible for the accident. One of the first things he asked at the hospital was, how is the young man who was driving in the car? He freely forgave him. Chris Williams is an amazing man, and you kind of can't help but wonder if you would have shown the same kind of compassion and forgiveness that he did in that moment after he just lost his wife and several children. He immediately forgave the young man who had been driving drunk who caused the accident. They even made a Mormon message out of it. It's called My Burden Was Made Light. It came out in 2010, but just in case you haven't seen it, this is a good one to watch. You can find it on our YouTube channel or on our website. Again, Chris Williams' story is called My Burden Was Made Light. Elder Quinton L. Cook, who is a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, gave a talk in General Conference, April 2013, entitled Personal Peace, the Reward of Righteousness, and he talks about the peace that we can feel in the middle of these horrible and horrific situations. Here's what he said.
Two events in the past few months have touched me deeply. First, I spoke at the funeral for Emily Parker, a precious six-year-old who lost her life along with 25 others, including 19 young children, in a tragic shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. I mourned with her family and recognized that many had been deprived of peace. I found strength and faith in her parents, Robert and Alyssa Parker.
Elder Cook then goes on to describe the peace that can come even in these difficult situations.
The peace to which I am referring is not just a temporary tranquility. It is an abiding, deep happiness and spiritual contentment. President Heber J. Grant described the Savior's peace this way. His peace will ease our suffering, bind up our broken hearts, blot out our hates, engender in our breasts a love of fellow men that will suffuse our souls with calm and happiness. In my meeting with Emily Parker's parents, the Savior's peace has eased their suffering and is helping to bind up their broken hearts. It is notable that immediately after the shooting, Brother Parker expressed forgiveness to the perpetrator. As President Grant said, the Savior's peace can blot out our hates. Judgment is the Lord's.
There's an interesting line that Elder Cook says in that quote we just played for you. He said, I saw that the Savior's peace has eased their suffering and is helping to bind up their broken hearts. There is nothing that compares with the Savior's ability to heal. Recently, we did an episode on the forgiveness that the Amish community extended to the widow of the man who had killed the children in their community back in 2006 in Pennsylvania. Since that time, the widow of the shooter, whose name is Marie Monville, did an interview with ABC News and told how she has rebuilt her life. And she says the exact same thing that we've been talking about today. She's written a book entitled One Light Still Shines, and in it she credits God with helping her get through the terrible moments since the tragedy. She also talked about the amazing support, love, and forgiveness she received from the Amish community during that time. So after the shooting, you can imagine her family was besieged by media as they were en route to bury her husband. And the Amish stepped in again. Even though they don't like to have their pictures taken, members of the community placed themselves directly in front of news cameras to shield her family, she says. They turned their backs to the camera, so the only pictures that could be taken were of them and not of our family, Marie said. She continues by saying, it was amazing to me that they would choose to do that for us. She said, it was one of those moments during the week where my breath was taken away, but not because of the evil, but because of the love. We pulled that from an article on ABC News entitled, Amish school shooter's widow, Marie Monville, speaks out, and it's from September 30th, 2013. Wow, what a great example of love, kindness, and forgiveness. There are countless examples of people who forgive others quietly every day and are never noticed by the media. But we focus on these larger stories today because they are examples that so many of us are familiar with. They are excellent reminders about forgiveness and the peace of God and showing love for others. And that's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Safe Harbors, and it's featuring Katie Thompson. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
There are refugees among us that are not from the foreign shores, and the battles they've been waging are from very private wars. And there are no correspondents documenting all their grief, but these refugees among us all are yearning for relief. There are refugees among us. They don't carry flags or signs. They are standing right beside us in the market checkout line. And the war that they've been fighting, it will not be televised, but the story of their need for love is written in their eyes. This is a call to arms, to reach out and to hold the evangelist. Safe harbors of the heart.